Seeking to scale your business to new heights? Then you are at the right place. Malay Damania, Business Transformation Coach, is here to share valuable advice, tips, and teachings on effective business management. Learn from the best to run a thriving business in these volatile environments. And for more interactive learning from Malay, sign up for his free webinars happening every Sunday at 11 a.m. IST, where you can dive deeper into business transformation strategies. Registration link given in show notes. And now buckle up for some quick and actionable insights that will revolutionize your approach to business on Business Veda Podcast from your host, Malay Damania.
Hello friends. Today I would like to talk about a journey of taste and tradition. An enduring legacy of Parle-G. Yes. The beloved biscuit brand of India that became synonymous with affordability, quality, and nostalgia. Founded in the pre-independence era, Parle-G has stood the test of time, evolving into a household name cherished by millions across the nation. Today, let's dive into the fascinating journey of Parle-G, exploring its inception, marketing strategies, challenges they faced, and their winning solutions that cemented their position as an iconic brand in the Indian market. So how and when was Parle-G formed? Friends, Parle-G traces its origin back to 1929 when Parle Products, a small confectionery factory in Mumbai, was established by Mohanlal Dayal. Initially, the company produced candies and toffees before venturing into biscuit manufacturing. The name Parle is derived from the place Ville Parle, one of the suburbs of Mumbai where the company was having their headquarter. Parle-G or Parle Glucose was started as a nutritious and affordable biscuit targeted primarily at the Indian masses. With its distinctive yellow packaging and the iconic girl portrayed on the wrapper, Parle-G quickly gained popularity across the country. The biscuit, made from pure wheat and fortified with essential nutrients, soon became a staple in households, schools, and offices nationwide. Let's check out some of the key marketing strategies of Parle-G. The first strategy was all about affordable pricing. Friends, Parle-G strategically positioned itself as an affordable snack option, making it accessible to consumers across all socio-economic segments. The biscuit's pocket-friendly pricing contributed significantly to its widespread acceptance and popularity amongst the masses. In 1994, they were selling biscuits at 4 rupees per packet, and today they are selling at only 5 rupees a packet. One would be totally surprised that it's more than 25 years. How is it possible to maintain the price in spite of so much of inflation? The secret lies in their smart marketing strategy. Instead of price rise, they slowly and gradually reduced the size of the portion in the packet. What was available at 4 rupees was 100 grams, and what is available today at 5 rupees is 55 grams. We call this shrinkflation, a very clever strategy. They were able to retain the affordability image of their brand in the eyes of consumers. The second strategy, friends, was wide distribution network. Parle-G established an extensive distribution network that ensured its products reached even the remotest corners of India. Through an efficient supply chain and robust distribution channels, the biscuits became readily available in urban centers, rural areas, and everywhere in between. The third strategy, brand heritage and trust. Parle-G capitalized on its rich heritage and legacy to build trust and loyalty amongst consumers. With decades of consistent quality and unwavering commitment to customer satisfaction, Parle-G became synonymous with reliability and authenticity in the minds of Indian consumers.
Have you got your copy of Business Champ yet? If not, go ahead and grab this Amazon bestseller by Malay Damania. It is a complete roadmap to transform your business. Thousands of business owners have already benefited from the book. Get your copy now from the link in show notes.
The next strategy was about innovative marketing campaigns. They embraced innovative marketing campaigns to stay relevant in a dynamic market landscape. From catchy jingles to memorable advertising slogans, Parle-G captured the hearts of consumers through engaging storytelling and relatable messaging. Then the strategy was about product diversification. While Parle-G's flagship glucose biscuits remain its most recognizable product, the brand diversified its portfolio to cater to evolving consumer preferences. Hide and Seek, Monaco, Crackjack, Milk Biscuits, Butter Cookies. Parle-G introduced a variety of offerings to cater to different palates and occasions. So friends, was the journey without challenges? Of course not. Let's look at some of the problems faced by Parle-G during their fascinating journey. The first one was economic fluctuation. Parle-G faced challenges due to fluctuations in the economy, including inflation, currency devaluation, and changes in consumer spending patterns. Then there was changing consumer preferences. Evolving consumer taste and preferences presented challenges for Parle-G, requiring the brand to adapt to its product offerings to meet shifting demands. Then there was all about competition. The emergence of new players in the Indian biscuit market like Britannia, ITC, Unilever intensified the competition, posing a threat to Parle-G's market share and brand positioning. And of course, there was a challenge about rising input cost. Being in affordable category segment, escalating cost of raw materials, labor and transportation added pressure on Parle-G's profit margins and operational efficiency. So how did they dealt with these challenges? One, innovation and product development. Parle-G invested in research and development to introduce new product variants and flavors, catering to changing consumer preferences and market trends. Then they focused on operational efficiency. The brand focused on streamlining its operations, optimizing supply chain management, and implementing cost-saving measures to enhance its efficiency and reduce overhead expenses. There were strategic partnerships. Collaborating with distributors, retailers, and suppliers helped Parle-G expand its reach, improve its distribution networks, and strengthen its market presence. Then their customer-centric approach. Friends, Parle-G prioritized customer satisfaction and feedback, leveraging insights to tailor its product, marketing strategies, and promotional activities to better meet consumer needs and their preferences. And adaptability and agility. Parle-G demonstrated agility and adaptability in response to changing market dynamics, swiftly adjusting its business strategies, product portfolio, and operational processes to stay ahead of competitors and address emerging challenges. One more challenge which they posed was about compliance and governance. The brand invested in quality control measures, food safety standards, and adopted corporate governance practices to maintain consumer trust and regulatory compliances. All in all, friends, the remarkable journey of Parle-G epitomizes the resilience, adaptability, and ingenuity of an iconic Indian brand. From its humble beginnings in a small Mumbai factory to its status as a household name across the nation, Parle-G has transcended generations, cultures, and boundaries to become a symbol of taste, tradition, and trust. As it continues to evolve and innovate in response to changing consumer dynamics, Parle-G remains a beacon of hope, nourishment, and delight for millions of Indians, embodying the spirit of resilience and perseverance in the face of adversity.
A top-rated podcast, Business Veda, is must-listen for every business owner. So share this with someone who will find this podcast useful. Remember to follow the podcast and tune in next week for yet another business lesson from Malay Damania.